In the Philippines, mutinous army troops returned to their barracks today after a 19-hour siege in the commercial heart of Manila. The soldiers charged that the government of President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo was corrupt and colluding with Muslim rebels. Joining us to talk about the incident is Michael Schumann, a Time magazine correspondent in Manila. Michael, how did the siege end? Was anyone hurt at all?
No one was hurt. There wasn't any damage. It ended very, very peacefully. Early on Sunday morning, the president made a very clear statement that by 5 o'clock deadline, if the soldiers did not stand down, that she would authorize the use of what she called reasonable force. And over the course of the afternoon, more and more troops and tanks appeared in the business district. But by the evening, when the sun was going down, it became more apparent that we were heading towards a more peaceful outcome. Some soldiers surrendered in the middle of the day. Negotiations became very, very intensive, and fortunately, at about 10 p.m. or so here in Manila, the soldiers decided to return to their barracks.
Now, there were reports of almost 300 troops being involved in this action, including a number of junior officers. Yesterday, President Arroyo said that these people would all face court-martials, but now not so sure. What is going to happen to them? Do we know?
The specific charges were not mentioned, but the president gave a speech in which he made it very clear that she said, quote, there would be no special treatment of these soldiers because they decide to stand down peacefully, that they will be punished under the law.
What about the claims of this group? Do they represent a significant faction of the Philippine military, their claim that the government was colluding with the Muslim rebels?
These rebels did not get widespread support in their action. The military leadership stood very, very publicly and firmly behind Arroyo. But in the rank and file, the grievances that the soldiers have do kind of hit home. They have very strong concerns about corruption, one of them being that the corrupt military officers supply arms to the various insurgency movements that are going on in the Philippines. Others are much more mundane issues of pay, housing, treatment in the field. And whether or not these charges are true, which is difficult to determine with any certitude, they do play within the military, and this is something going forward that the president is going to have to deal with.
How strong is the Arroyo government after this?
It doesn't look like the Arroyo government was ever under any serious threat. The major leadership of just about every aspect of the country came out in support of her government very, very quickly, from the religious establishment to the military leadership. And these rebel soldiers never use the word coup. They didn't do things that you normally see in a coup. They never tried to take the presidential palace. So it didn't look like her government was really under any threat.
This isn't the first time, of course, that there's been a mutiny by the army in the Philippines.
No, this is actually a very common thing. And the place where this took place is also considered somewhat mutiny central, coup central. It seems that in this area of Makati, in a business district, is very, very commonplace for these types of activities. But there hasn't been one in a long time. The last one goes back to Corazon Aquino's presidency, which was the late 80s until the early 90s. So it's actually been quite some time since we've seen something like this.
Michael Schumann is a Time magazine correspondent. He spoke to us from Manila. Thanks again, Michael.
Thank you.